Chapter 6. We went upriver to the next town. The king and I walked along the shore. "We'll get the steamboat to the town," he said. Jim and the Duke stayed on the raft. We met a man. He said, "Are you from England?"
"No," said the king.
"Are you Peter's brother?" "He died last night," the man said. The king and the man talked about the dead man and the townspeople. The king sent me to get the Duke. They went to town. They pretended to be Peter's brother and his son. The king said, "I'm Harvey and this is William." Peter's daughters were Mary Jane and Joanna. They believed the king and the Duke. I was their servant. Peter left $3,000 to Mary Jane and Joanna and $3,000 to his brother. The Duke and King went down to the cellar to get the money. They counted it. It was $400 short. They put in their own money to make it up to $6,000. They made a plan. They went upstairs and said, "We are giving our $3,000 to the girls. This is a very kind thing to do." The doctor came to meet the king and Duke. "They are not Peter's brother and nephew," he thought. "They're tricksters. They'll take all your money," he said.
"You're wrong, doctor. Here, invest this money for us," she said to the king, and gave him $6,000.
"You're silly. You shouldn't trust them," said the doctor.
"I'm a servant," I said to Joanna. But she didn't believe me.
She asked me a lot of questions.
I lied, but she didn't believe my answers. She asked me, "Are you telling the truth?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Then swear with your hand on this book." I swore with my hand on the book. It was a dictionary.
"Joe, what are you doing?" Mary Jane asked.
"He's lying to me," Joanna said.
"He's a guest. Say you are sorry," said Mary Jane.
The Duke and King hid the $6,000 in a mattress. They wanted to steal more from the girls. I thought, I must steal the money back. This is wrong. The king and Duke went to sleep. I took the bag of money from its hiding place. I wanted to hide the money outside, but I heard someone coming. I didn't want people to see me with the money. I didn't know what to do. I saw the parlour door open. I went in. There was Peter's coffin. I put the money in the coffin. Then I hid behind the door. The coffin guards were asleep. They didn't see me. I heard someone in the hall. Mary Jane came into the room and stood by the coffin. She was so upset. I couldn't get the money out.